This is JW with My 104.3 and Buck 92.3. I have a guest with me right now. We're going to be doing a show on Sunday nights on Buck 92. Local Michigan talent, and my first guest that I have is a local guy right here in Elma, and we're going to get this going, but he's my guinea pig. I used him just because he's local, and but yeah, Justin, how you doing?
Oh, great. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. This is Justin Judge. He's from Elma, a local country guy here. Does a fantastic job. But we got some questions that we're going to go through. We'll maybe go through all of them, maybe not all of them. We'll see. How did you first get into country music?
To be honest, I hated country music growing up. That's one of my favorite stories to tell, so I hated it. I'd run to the hills if I could when it played. I grew up on Def Leppard, Skinner.
That's my genre too. Classic rock. Rock was my good one too. So
what my dad would say is the good stuff. And then one day I was actually at my sister's house down in Lansing, and I heard a guy by the name of Eric Church, and his song was Homeboy, and that's right after I'd started writing and playing music, so I probably wasn't any good. But I said, you know, I'm not out there doing what the rock stars do. I'm definitely shouldn't be writing or trying to sell myself as that, and that's really what sold me to country music. You know, I grew up in this area.
Yeah.
You know, so there wasn't a lot of, I don't want to say big city life, but there's not a lot of big city life. I lived in the sticks, and yep. I fished, I hunt, and I did all that, and I wanted to write about that.
That's a perfect country song.
Exactly.
And fishing and you know, living in the sticks, nothing better than that.
Absolutely, and so that's just how I ended up here, and it baffles me sometimes because, you know, I used to run from it, now I run to it.
You know, and that's that, you know, you're speaking, you know, the classic rock stuff, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd and, you know, Def Leppard and all that. That's what I like too, but I also like once the like 80s and 90s music hit, country music hit, I was like, you know, this stuff's pretty good.
Absolutely.
You know, and now it's like big time, you know, cuz people, the, you know, these country artists today are starting to revert back to that sound. Because Absolutely. It was so classic, you know.
And I feel like there's a lot of ties to the same rock, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like Skynyrd in modern country music, there's a lot of Skynyrd and Springsteen.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I love that.
And was there a moment when you knew this is what you wanted to do?
I question it every day. I'm not going to lie.
You know?
There's days where I still go, why do I do it? But again, I could go down a rabbit hole on moments where I just, when you know kind of feeling.
Uh-huh.
You're going to question it, but when you know.
And who are your biggest musical influences growing up?
Skynyrd. I'll stay Skynyrd, but Eric Church, and I love Brantley Gilbert, too.
So, yeah.
I mean, I definitely grew up around the more modern country scene, more pop country when I first started, but now, as I've matured, as I like to say, you know, I find myself diving deeper into, like, Merle Haggard and Keith Whitley and just some of the real...
The classics. Yep.
You know, and...
That's funny because if you look at our slogan for Buck 92, it's where country legends live.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean that's exactly what we play. We play all the old guys, and it's pretty cool.
It's making a comeback.
Yeah.
You know, you hear about what they call that, bro country.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of going out with the advent of Zach Bryant and some of these other guys, and you're seeing that more old Keith Whitley style come back, and I absolutely love it.
Well, look at Zach Topp. I mean, Everyone thinks he's Alan Jackson's kid, you know? So, I mean, it's, you know, to see those guys come up and doing new music but having that old sound is just awesome.
Absolutely. And now it makes me kind of mad that I didn't like country music back then.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that was the golden days when I was growing up.
If someone's never heard your music before, how would you describe your sound?
I still try to keep that rock edge to it a little bit. You know, you're not going to get I keep going to Keith Whitley again because he's my favorite. You're not going to get that necessarily real twangy country. You are going to get a little more pop to it.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's pop country, but, you know, Eric Church, again, is one of my biggest people, and a lot of it's going to kind of represent what he did in his earlier days.
Yeah. What does being a local artist mean to you?
There's a lot to be said there because, you know, while I'm local, I feel like it's a whole new term than what most people would take local, because as you know, and if they don't know, I was actually nominated for a couple awards down in Nashville this last year for my song, Me and My Kind. in that moment, I kind of realized being a local artist didn't necessarily mean that you're local to one area. It means you represent a whole group of people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I took to it. You know, it was like, I'm sitting in the Grand Ole Opry.
Uh-huh.
You know, at this award ceremony, which is absolutely, I had a panic attack. I'm not going to lie. But it didn't come from sitting in the Grand Ole Opry. It came from all the outreach I got from that week before. Like, hey, we're proud of you. And like realizing I'm representing those people.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I followed you. I follow you all the time. All the different gigs that you've been doing, and followed you down when you went to Nashville, and followed along, and you know, and proud of you. You know,
it's crazy experience.
Yeah, I bet. You know, I've been to Nashville once, and so
it's a bad time to say I've been there pretty close to four or five times within a year and a half period.
Yeah. Well, but that, I mean, that's, I mean, it's the capital of country music, you know. Absolutely. I mean that's if country music, that's where you got to go.
Oh, yeah.
Not to move there, but to you know, start getting your fingers on things and start figuring things out and getting your name out there. That's where everyone goes.
Yes.
You know, so
you get to meet a lot of cool people too, and I've gotten a lot of chance to meet cool people down there.
Yeah. And the thing is when I've been down there, I guess I've been there twice. We've only gone downtown once, but everyone's so friendly.
Yes.
I mean, when I went, we were walking downtown and just, you know, hanging out and just, you know, everyone's saying hi, and, you know, it was pretty cool.
It is always a cool experience. Now, I'm not a fan of downtown. I love to be on the outer skirts.
Yeah.
And, you know, check out like the Opry Mill Mall and Opry Mill area. That's a super cool place too. Or, you know, I do go downtown for the Ryman.
Uh-huh.
You know, guilty. Every time I go down there, I've seen it. About tour it again.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite place around to play music or write music?
I don't really have a place I'd say that's my favorite place to play. I think all of them have their own quality, you know, to playing there. It's hard to pinpoint one place. You know, I play at the Cabin in Mount Pleasant at least two times a year, and you get that real rowdy crowd. But, you know, I might go to, well, I'm trying to think of some close by. Carson City Pub is another great place. Love it.
Yeah.
The owner's so friendly there. That's usually a little more calm, and like I can get a little more storytelling in and tell people why I wrote this song or why I chose this song to be on my set list, because I don't necessarily have enough to cover a full few hours. You know,
hey, that's where you start out and you get writing and, you know, absolutely, get everything going, and so it's pretty neat.
As for writing, it's just when it falls out of the sky. So if I feel something, I just write it.
And I've talked to other people, and they've said the same thing. You know, it's like driving down the road, and all of a sudden they have to pull over because they got some lyrics, and they got to find a piece of paper or a napkin or something to write them down real quick.
If you want my phone, I had to go through my phone the other day because I was losing space from the amount of notes I had of just work. You know,
yeah.
Some were just one-liners. But, yeah. You know.
But, hey, it might turn into something, you know, something cool.
Absolutely.
Speaking of music and songwriting, where do you usually find inspiration for your songs?
Everyday life.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's such a cliche thing to say, but my song, Me and My Kind, actually, like, that was something going on with my dad, not myself.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of wrote that about his situation. The middle of a song, that's my second release out of Nashville, and that was a hypothetical, you know, if I met a girl, how would I want to meet her? Little did I know I would talk it into
existence. Yeah,
you know, and that song means a lot to me just for that reason, because she's also very talented.
I know too, and I've seen videos of her singing, and
so that one's just cool, because to me it's like literally a middle of a song, and we sing and we do all this musical stuff together. So like that middle of a song has so much meaning more than just the middle of a song. But like, you know, one was written because I was angry, and one was written because, you know, quite frankly at that time I would say I was lonely, you know, and
yeah.
I'm going to write something, you know, that would be cool to happen to me right now.
So that leads right into this next question. Is there one song you've written that means the most to you?
No.
No?
They all
tell their own story, huh?
Absolutely. And Eric Church, again, you're going to hear a lot about him through me. You know, he always said each song is like a kid, you know. You can't really pick a favorite, because each of them have their own story, their own meaning.
Yeah, and that's what I don't have any music talent at all. I can play the radio. I do know a little bit about sound, you know, so I can make things sound pretty good coming out of a speaker once in a while. But I have no music talent at all. But
don't ask me where mine came from. We're still working on that.
Hey,
none of my parents didn't play, so we're still trying to figure out where all this came from.
Current projects and promotions. What are you working on right now?
We're getting ready to have a kid, so
yeah, I know.
I kind of put some stuff to the back burner. That and it's like cost a lot of money.
Yeah,
but I was actually, I'll let you guys be the first ones to hear. I was in communications with my producer down in Nashville.
Okay,
to try to work on like an acoustic thing.
That'd be cool. I raise
a little money.
I love Ethan beats a good acoustic guitar.
Absolutely. So we're gonna try. I'm trying to work at, you know, we were talking earlier, recording that at home and sending it to him so he can kind of make it sound better than I can, because I'm not great at that.
What can fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
Really depends. Like, and that's not that I'm trying to put myself down.
No, it just depends. Like you said earlier, it depends on the venue.
Yeah,
if you're a rowdy crowd, you're going to have a fun time and you're going to get rowdy with them. But if they're chilled,
you're not going to hear a lot about like the back stories of everything.
Yeah,
like say you get to another place where it's a little more calm, you're going to get some stories, and I love telling stories.
Uh huh.
But usually I don't get the chance to talk. So when I get the chance to talk, I'm gonna.
That's more
than I need to, maybe.
That's me. I can talk to anybody. I always my wife is always like, hey, come on, let's go. We're at the store and I'm just talking to whoever, and she's like, you know them? I'm like, no. You know,
that's me. Yeah. Makes my girlfriend Max.
Yeah.
I'll walk into the store, but I'm gonna say hi to them before the end of it. And that just stems from a thing I read from social media that we won't have to elaborate on.
Yeah,
but.
Well, I do it all the time. I'll walk into the store or I'll walk out, and you know, if you see someone that's like not smiling or something, I always say hi to them.
Yeah.
You know, the little word hi can change somebody's whole day. You know, and so it's pretty neat to be able to have the ability to just be able to talk to whoever.
Actually, I guess I could say, because it's one of my favorite things to say when I'm at a show, when I can, you know, actually talk about it, is the guy on, I think it was the Golden Gate Bridge, and he said if one person would have said hi, you know, it can change that day. I don't know the full story, but I just know that he had said if one person would have said hi. So it's like, that's like you said, if you see someone frown, say hi.
Yeah, my best friend passed away a couple of years ago. We're real close, and we go to church together, and he was my kid's youth pastor and all that. And when he really got to know me, he's like, man, that's your gift. Your gift is talking to people. And of course, you know, here I am on the radio talking to, you know, that's what he said. He said, your big gift is being able to talk to people. And I have no problem talking to people. You know, in high school, I couldn't. I think what it was is when I got out of high school, I started working at a bowling alley, and you know, dealing with 144 people a night made it pretty easy to talk to.
You got
to
learn real fast.
So, do you remember your first live performance?
Yeah, it was at Sydney's Judge's Bench. Well, no, actually, it would have been Kaya Coffee Shop, but we're not going to talk about that one. I'd say my first good one though was Sid's Judge's Bench out in Wynn. Kaya Coffee Shop, I used to forget the words. I mean, that was just because I want to get up there and play, but I'll admit I wasn't good.
Yeah.
I played the guitar for a month.
I mean, it's just starting out. I mean, you got to start out somewhere. And you know,
they're always so welcoming, but like I said, I always give Sid credit, because that's where I played like my first 3-hour set and, you know, really realized I'd like.
Yeah. What's been your most memorable show so far?
It's hard, because this last year has been crazy. I just opened up for Jimmy Allen, which was cool. I did another show up there, which was like a Michigan country night up in Cadillac. That was super cool too. And then I got some cool ones coming up that I think are going to be really memorable. But so far, I would probably say back in 2017, I opened up for a guy by the name of Brandon Ray. And there was a couple thousand people.
That's cool.
And that was super cool. So.
Yeah. Any upcoming shows you want to let everyone know about?
Yeah, so I got one up in Clare at the Trapdoor. And I can't remember the date because I'm being put on the spot.
But. We'll get it out there. We do a lot with Clare here at My 104.3. Courtney, who's the chamber president for the Clare Chamber of Commerce, she comes down once a month and always talks about everything. So
awesome.
I know
we're going to be up at the Trapdoor. I do know that, and that's coming up here in February, so real soon.
I'll have to get the date, and we'll let everyone know about it.
And then one I'm super excited about, as I was saying to you earlier, we're getting to do something with John Morgan, which they had just announced. So I'm super excited for that. And that's coming up real soon.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks away.
Now, speaking of that, if you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
Gotta stick with my man, Eric Church, though.
Yeah, he's great in concert.
I just got to see him. So, being a huge fan, I've only seen him once, and that was this last year.
I seen him at the Soaring Eagle Casino.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty cool.
He's just, it's crazy. It just
how
theatrics he puts into a show, and just everything is amazing.
Now, here's some fun ones. Your road trip snack of choice.
Ooh. Depends. You know, I love French fries.
Yeah.
I'll be a French fry somewhere.
Okay. What's your favorite French fry?
Wendy's.
Wendy's?
Most people say McDonald's, but Wendy's, if you hit the right Wendy's, they got some really good French fries.
You know, my favorite is Rally's.
Oh, absolutely.
Rally's. Yeah, yeah.
Not as many of those around.
No.
If I'm in Mount Pleasant, you're going to see me at Rally's.
Yeah.
Sure.
And a big Buford.
Oh.
Yep. What is your favorite country song of all time?
Tell Lori I Love Her.
Yeah.
I love that song. I think the fact that, you know, we hear a lot about Zach Bryan and how he records everything so minimalist. And I think a lot of people overlook that song and the fact that that's a very minimalist recording, but yet shows just how talented Keith really was in his writing, his ability to play, and his ability to sing.
Yeah. Mine, I don't know. I'm a big Alan Jackson fan. I'd love to see Alan Jackson in concert, but I know when he
one more big show down in Nashville.
I know. I know, and but the ticket prices nowadays are just crazy.
Absolutely. That's why I say support live music.
Yeah, and that's why I'm doing this, is to get the local guys out and you know, get people out to the shows and everything. But closing questions. You ready for them?
I think so. I hope so.
What is the biggest goal you're chasing right now?
Everyone would probably say, oh, you want to be famous. I could care less. To be honest, like, I couldn't care any more to be famous. All I care about is being able to support my family.
Yep.
I don't need to be a millionaire to do that.
No.
And I tell people, if I could literally write a song, play music, write songs, and support my family, I'll be a happy man.
That's a great answer, because that's, I mean, you know,
and you
family.
Don't have to sell stadiums to do that.
No, and you can, you know, you can be the local guy and you know, have a good time and still support your family and all that. So, yeah, I agree. What advice would you give to another local musician just starting out?
Bet on yourself.
Yeah.
And this is one that it took me, I've been playing 15 years and it took me to this year. And that's what I was saying to you earlier is, you know, I worked a lot of jobs where I made good money and I left one and took a job that doesn't pay a lot because I said, you know what, I need to bet on myself because...
Give you more time to write and play.
Absolutely.
And get out,
it's
you
just
know?
It's been a lot of things in my life looking back now, and my mom will even attest to it, that, you know, I get in a situation where I couldn't play music and then something would happen that put me back on that track. Like, me and my kind, like...
Yeah.
I was in a bad relationship at the time, and... that ended magically. Me and My Kind comes out, and I got, you know, awards down in Nashville and all this, and it's just a lot of crazy things. And so bet on yourself right from the get-go. Don't second guess it.
Anything else you want to say? I got one more question for you, but this, you know, I'm giving you the chance to let everyone know about, you know, Justin Judge. Is there anything else you want to let them know? Or
no, I mean, that's about it.
And we're going to be, you know, we're going to be doing this Sunday afternoon show, Sunday evening show. We're going to be getting his songs on there and some other songs, too. I mean, we got I'm hoping I can get a bunch of people to, like, fill an hour. And, heck, if we get enough to fill an hour, let's do 2 hours, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, so I just want to be able to get music out there, local music out to all the listeners out there. And that's, you know, that's what my goal is.
There's a lot of local talent. I mean, just past me, there is.
Yeah.
You know, and that would be my thing to tell everybody is don't second guess going out to whatever place you go to when they have live music.
Yeah.
Because, especially local. I mean, I know a lot of people that write their own stuff and go to Nashville, too, and I'd like to say we're no different than the people that you hear consistently on the radio.
Uh-huh.
We just don't have backing from big labels to, you know.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, go ahead and let everyone know where they can find you on social media.
Oh, well, Facebook is just Justin Judge Music. You can go on Spotify, Apple Music. I believe it should just be under Justin Judge. And then TikTok, I believe, is Justin underscore Judge.
Yeah. And is that all of them then?
That should be all of them. I don't really do Instagram.
No,
I get yelled at. I'm terrible at content, guys. I'm sorry.
We'll get you some help on that.
Oh, YouTube. And YouTube should be just Justin Judge too.
Okay.
I'm terrible at this.
Well, Justin, I want to thank you for coming in and just giving us a little background on who Justin Judge is and what you're doing and what you want to do.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Well, that was our interview with Justin Judge, and thanks for listening, and we'll have him again. We'll have him in here, and we'll be able to hear his music here pretty soon on Buck 92.3 FM. Thanks for listening.